Hello, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Microsoft Dynamics evangelist, and I'm here today with Merit Solutions, who are a partner based in Wheaton, Illinois. So here today with Bill and Anat. So Bill, just want to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Bill Burke with Merit Solutions. I'm the CEO of our company.
Okay, and Anat?
Anat Simonovic, Director of Software Development here at Merit.
Well, maybe we could start with a bit of background to the company, what the company history is. I know you've been celebrating a nice event.
We are. Thank you, John. Great. So we're a focus strategy firm around Microsoft Dynamics. And for us, what that means is Dynamics AX, GP, and the surround and CRM and the surrounding technologies,
okay,
such as SharePoint and Management Reporter. And it is our 10-year anniversary, so that is a fun milestone for us as a company. Our business is built in two parts. One is a development services organization, and
right,
is the director of that organization, and the consulting and reseller part of the business.
Okay.
And our positioning in the market is really working about a third of our revenue as a company comes through working with other partners.
Okay.
And then the other two-thirds with direct clients around the world. And our goal is to position and the operating with excellence for our customers, doing work and with high trust and in those relationships, and creating an environment for our team which is really attractive to
excellent
to them. Yeah.
And you're a gold certified partner.
We are. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. And obviously part of the ISV Metro program as well.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
So maybe, Anat, you could talk a bit about your development model, because obviously not all your developers are based here in Wheaton.
Sure. So our development model is quite unique. We have part of our team in Belgrade, Serbia, and part of our team is here in Wheaton, Illinois.
Okay.
We've been working together on all of our projects, and we see that as our great advantage of putting two teams together, being part of the same teams that are project-based. And we've been very successful with it. Very happy so far.
Excellent. Well, maybe you could tell us a bit about the convergence experience, because obviously this is obviously a bit of a challenging year for a lot of companies worldwide. So I'm always interested to know what you felt the feedback was from partners and customers that you met at Convergence.
Yeah, it is. In fact, we met up at Convergence as well, so it was a great opportunity. For us, Convergence this year was positive in the sense that our customers that were there enjoyed it and got great value out of it. But we found, as an ISV, a company that has products as well, and we had a booth presence, we found that the companies that went to Convergence this year were really there for a reason. They weren't window shopping. They had real business issues to solve.
Okay.
And so for us, it actually turned out to be a very positive experience.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. And maybe we could just delve a bit into the background because of the organization, because you obviously have a long time expertise in GP.
We do. We started out as a GP partner in the Great Plains at the time.
Right.
And our company has always been focused on certain being excellent or specialist in certain areas. And in the early days for us, that was manufacturing.
Okay.
And so we made our way in the early days of being experts and going around and helping partners support customers putting in manufacturing. And that's carried over into the work that we do in our AX practice as well.
Right.
And really within that, then we've built products over the years for compliance management. And those are very important to certain industries. So industries like life sciences, pharma, biotechnology, medical products, aerospace, supply chain types of companies. And we do a fair amount of our work with both products that we've built to fit those specific industries and using other ISV products to provide solutions in those areas.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And certainly, I'm curious because obviously coming from GP, I mean, obviously your development teams have obviously transitioned from both from building on GP to building on Dynamics AX. I mean, what was that period like? Was it fairly easy for them to make a transition?
Sure. Well, what we do is we continue to develop for both GP and AX. And what we also do is, and we've been doing this all along for the last 3 or 4 years, is we're utilizing .NET platform as well, development platform, for both products. And while we use appropriate technologies like X++, Dexterity, we also see some great advantages of .NET that we're utilizing currently.
Excellent. And Sunny, I mean, what are some of the features that you've enjoyed about AX 2009?
Sure. Well, for us as developers, we really enjoy the application integration framework and
right,
some of the functionalities that are now being exposed. AX is for our clients are very often used together with other ERP or
right.
other products. So we use .NET heavily to integrate, and that's where we currently see the best advantage of the newest version.
Excellent. Well, that takes us to the piece I'm excited about, and that's can you talk to us about your new product, the AX Snap? I'll just call it a Snap-in. I'll let you give us the details.
Sure. Well, as I said, we enjoy using X++ as far as AX, but we also enjoy using .NET, and we think that integration with Office is one of the main features of the new version. So what we decided to do is have a little bit of fun with the what we call snap-ins, and they're already becoming very popular, so we created our own, and it's called Vendor Journal Snap-in, and it's utilizing the newest technologies from Microsoft Office, .NET, and AX 2009.
And can you tell us a bit about some of the features of that?
Sure. Well, in today's world, we have a lot of people that travel, and sometimes the information that's stored in back-end database is not being available to them when they're on the road. And
okay.
with our snap-in and the new technology, we're able to provide that information to be on a cell phone or on the laptop computer that representatives carry around. So snap-in is designed to be to carry smaller amounts of data to make it portable and to enable all of the people, users of AX to utilize it even on a smaller scale.
So do they have to be physically connected, to have an open connection to AX, or can they run this in effect offline and then actually tell it to send the data back to AX when they're back in the office?
Yeah, it's available offline, and we utilize XML for it, and so the data is stored locally on the client machine and can be modified, and then once connected, it synchronizes with the back-end database system, which makes it really cool.
Okay, so if someone wanted to take a look at that, can they get it from your website today, or is it available for download from your website at this point?
Sure, today we have a demo, that's the first kind of
yep.
step, and then also we have a download, the installation file that's available to our partners and customers.
Great, well, what we'll do is we'll roll into a demo. Any final comments, Bill?
Well, I just think that the idea we have around the snap-in is something that can be extended across
right.
the product line, and that's what's exciting to us, is that with Microsoft's vision of reaching the other 80% of the users that are not heavy application users and using Office server technologies to do that, this is something that we got passionate about. We think it's really exciting.
So we're going to be seeing more snap-ins from Merit Solutions?
We'd love to.
Excellent. Yes. Well, thanks for joining us today, and let's roll into the demonstration. Thanks,
great,
guys.
Thanks, John.
Hello, my name is Petar Miljković. I'm a QA team lead for Merit Solutions Belgrade office. In this video, I will present you the solution architecture for AX Vendor Journal Snap-in. Our current solution architecture looks like this. Microsoft Office InfoPath is our user interface. Business logic consists of business components and business entities. We have AX Data Access, which accesses AX Application Object Server, and this is how we communicate with AX. Through business logic, we present the data to the user in the user interface. The main idea behind this architecture was to make it highly extensible in order to enable us to extend it easily to support different customers' needs. We can easily extend this architecture to use different data sources. Let's take GP for example. By abstracting this data access layer with some user interface, we can easily create GP data access, which would access GP database and present this data for the existing business logic and existing user interface. This way we can reuse our business logic and our user interface for different solutions. Another option for the extension is extending the user interface. Currently, as you can see, we use only Microsoft Office InfoPath for user interface. However, we can also create a Windows application for the user interface or even use some other Microsoft Office products like Word or Excel. Or we can even use some web services or something similar. This way, we would use the existing business logic and the existing data providers, so we would only have to change the user interface. We are in the vendor's general info path template. We are handling button search here. When user clicks search, we read account number and name from the XML, and we call business logic for vendors with account number and name parameters. And in vendor class, which belongs to the business logic, we analyze this data and we call AX data access asking for a vendor with some account number. In the AX data access, we pull data from AX and convert this data to universal data type, data table in this case. This way we present the business logic universal data type, and business logic knows about the type of data source which it uses. Again, in the business logic, we create vendors class from this data row and return this vendor class to the user interface where it is displayed to the user. In this demo, I will show you how we made and how to use Vendor's Journal AX Snap-in. In essence, it's an InfoPath form file, and the main purpose of this tool is to use that in disconnected mode. As you can see, the first window that is displayed to the user is the one when user can edit connection settings. In this case, it's already been done during the installation process, but you can change it anytime to point to the server of your choice. And of course, if we click connect, it will connect to the specified server. Okay, as you can see now, this button changed to disconnect, which means that we are connected now and can disconnect anytime, and we got search button enabled. We will use that button to search for any account number. In this example, we will search for 10. Actually, it will not search for that specific one, but it will display all account numbers that contain 10 anywhere, even in the middle. So we can pick up any of this, click OK, and this particular view will now change to the view that holds the basic data about the vendor we have chosen in the Select Vendor window. Here we are. Right now it opens in read-only mode, and in case we want to change some information. Let's say we got information about cellular phone for our contact. We will change to edit mode. As you can see, it changes to read only. We will add a number. And of course, we can change something else, like changing mode of delivery from truck to rail. And we will decide to update this information. Good thing about this is that you are presented with all the changes that you have made since you last synchronized this information from this InfoPath file with your server. So as you can see, in section contact info, property cellular phone changed from old value to new value. Okay, we will approve these changes, and those will be updated in AX. As you can see, we have successfully updated this information for this vendor. Moving on, you can add notes, which is useful for meeting with vendors. And of course, we have some important summary in read-only mode here presented: recent active purchase order, invoice purchase order, payment summary, etc. All the basic information one would need for a vendor. Of course, what we can do and how to use this tool in disconnected mode is actually like this. So let's say that we have collected all the information we wanted from our system and we want to take this file along with us. So here is how to do that. Go to View and change to Search window and disconnect. As you can see, we have all the information here for this vendor, and we are still in edit mode, but we cannot update, which is obvious, and we will save this information to our desktop. As you can see, the proposed file name is comprised of account number and account name, and I will save this now and close this window. So let's say I'm at vendors and I want to update some information that I got from the vendor. I will start this file, which is in disconnected mode now, and I will update this cellular phone info. And I will change this mode of delivery back to truck. And that's all that I need and can do actually while I'm in disconnected mode, because all the information I gathered here will have to be updated in the system while I'm back. So I'll save this. And let's say I'm back and my system is available for me now. What I need to do is go to search view. As you can see, this file actually consists of two views. One is used for searching and connecting, and the other one holds the information about the picked vendor. And I'll connect to this to the server I've specified in the connection settings. And I'll switch to here, and as you can see, I have the update enabled now. I'll click update, and here is the information that will be updated. Click OK. And that's it.